From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue this series of studies in the book of Romans, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Looking Unto Him. The text is Hebrews 9, verse 28. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time, without sin unto salvation. This is our hope. He to whom we have already looked as coming once to bear the sins of many will have another manifestation to the sons of men. This is a happy prospect in itself. But that second appearing has certain peculiar marks which glorify it exceedingly. Our Lord will have ended the business of sin. He has so taken it away from his people, and so effectually borne its penalty, that he will have nothing to do with it at his second coming. He will present no sin offering, for he will have utterly put sin away. Our Lord will then complete the salvation of his people. They will be finally and perfectly saved, and will in every respect enjoy the fullness of that salvation. He comes not to bear the result of our transgressions, but to bring the result of his obedience, not to remove our condemnation, but to perfect our salvation. Our Lord thus appears only to those who look for him. He will not be seen in this character by men whose eyes are blinded with self and sin. To them he will be a terrible judge and nothing more. We must first look to him, and then look for him, and in both cases our look shall be life.
Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, my heart has been cleansed by thy grace. I rejoice at thy
salvation. guards my soul. The power of thy blood shall not falter. Thy mercy shall ever endure. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Salvation complete and saved.
One of the most precious gifts God has given to mankind is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. For those in the English-speaking world, the ability to own a copy of God's Word is taken for granted. Indeed, many of us possess multiple copies of the Bible. Yet, this was not always the case. There was a time when attempts to translate the Bible into the language of the common people were met with persecution and even death. Men like John Wycliffe and William Tyndale were hunted like outlaws simply because they labored to give God's Word to people in the language they could understand. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available a booklet that briefly traces the history of those efforts. Entitled, How We Got Our English Bible, this short publication tells the story of the development of the authorized version of the Scriptures as we know it, including the enormous impact of the invention of printing upon the spreading of God's Word. Published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, this booklet is free to all who request it. Simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of How We Got Our English Bible, and we'll be happy to provide it. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called The Immutable Faithfulness of God. In chapter 3, Paul speaks of the great advantages possessed by the Jews. They were God's chosen people, unto whom he had committed the oracles of God, the Old Testament Scriptures. Sadly, they tended to depend on their pedigree as a guarantee of heaven, ignoring the need for repentance from their sin and the need for turning to God through Christ. They abused God's truth. They protested that God could not reject them because they were his covenant children. Paul's argument is that not all who are Jews are of the true Israel of God. A mere profession of faith that evidences no love for Christ, for heaven, and for holy living will not withstand the scrutiny of God's judgment. In concluding this message, Dr. Cairns will emphasize that a person's salvation does not depend upon the strength of his faith, but upon God's faithfulness to himself and to his word. Now to conclude this message, the immutable faithfulness of God, here is Dr. Cairns.
Eternal security has been the cry of many a hypocrite. Oh, I believe in the perseverance of the saints. When you're a Christian, you believe and you keep on believing. You repent and you keep on repenting, for you have a new attitude to sin and to the Savior. You love the Lord and you keep on loving. You hate your sin, you despise your weakness, you confess how foolish and how frail you are, but all the time your heart is Christward. To such, the faithfulness of God guarantees your eternal security. When God saves you, there's not a devil in hell can unsave you. But woe be to the man who does what these Jews were doing. And that is taking a great truth and perverting it as an excuse for their own wickedness and their own sin. Men and women, there's something here that is very, very simple. And yet it's very profound. I'm within a heartbeat of eternity. And so are you. You can afford to be wrong about your politics. But you can't afford to be wrong about this, for there's no second chance. Listen, God's way of salvation and God's promises of grace are beautifully simple and yet ineffably profound. This gospel is the power of God unto salvation. What is this gospel? Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day from the dead according to the scriptures. That's good news for every sinner that's going to die. And that's us all. The news is better still, that all that Christ accomplished in his life and in his death is God's free gift to all who in repentance of their sin, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, will come to him and receive him as Savior and Lord. To all such, he gives secure and eternal life. Man, do not make that beautiful, simple, faithful offer of grace. Do not make it, or should I say, do not abuse it. To make yourself a liar before God, where you will profess with your mouth to still your conscience and all the time deny him and reject him in your heart. Paul was speaking to people to whom God had entrusted the oracles of God. They had the Bible. They had a head knowledge that they could quote enough of the Bible to damn their souls. But they did not have Christ. And that is the sinful abuse of this great truth. Time will not allow me to do what I wanted to do and spend a lot of my time on the truth scripturally applied. I will leave it very simply by saying God's word and God's faithfulness are such that his promise cannot lie unfulfilled. What he says he will do in grace, he will do, and what he says he will do in judgment, he will do. Tonight, I ask you to confess with me the faithfulness of God. Because listen very carefully. In verse 4, Paul makes it clear. There's a day coming when you will confess it. Watch this very carefully. Let God be true, that is declared true, and every man a liar, that thou mayest be declared just in thy sayings, that thou mightest overcome. Our translation says, when thou art judged. Without getting into technicalities, let me point you to the exact same word and form of the word as it appears in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1. And there it is translated, go to law. What a picture this is. God will overcome when he goes into court against the sinner. Men and women, young people, there is a day coming, and coming very soon, when God will enter into judgment, when God will go to law, when God will enter into court. And on that day, this is the thrust of what Paul is saying, your objections will be silenced. Your futile arguing will be silenced. Your lying, hypocritical words will be silenced. Your empty professions will be silenced. Your denials of God will be silenced. And God will be declared just, and God will prevail. What does that tell you? Make sure you're ready for the judgment day. I am not here to make you a Presbyterian or a Free Presbyterian, for with all that you could be lost. I am here in God's name and for your sake to plead that you make sure you are ready for the judgment day. I particularly appeal to you to ensure that you are not going to leave this meeting simply satisfied that you could put up a shield against this preacher. You could say enough to yourself to shield yourself from any conviction that might arise from anything that I would say. Listen, you're not going to face me on the judgment day. He will contend on that day. He will go to law in his own name, and he will prevail. Make sure your hope will stand the test of the Word of God. And then listen, if you have this book to tell you, I am saved, if you have the testimony of that book that says, my sins are gone, my name is in the Lamb's book of life, then take it and stand upon it. And if every man on earth says it's a lie, let God be true and every man a liar. And if you must take this book and believe it, when every scientist in the world is denying it, when every theologian in the world is deriding it, when every church in the world is apostatizing from it, then stand by that book. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. And fear neither man nor devil. I love Luther's words about the devil. One little word shall slay him. Take this word and stand upon it. And remember, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, your security does not depend on the strength of your faith. There's a great text that my wife keeps quoting. It is a great text. Paul wrote it to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. My security does not depend on the strength of my faith. It does not depend on the beauty of my character. It depends on this. I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's the basis. That's not a charter for sin and loose living, but it's the title deed to the freedom of the gospel, to live our lives in holy, humble submission to the Savior. I'm through. I want you to take from this meeting tonight, God is faithful. The Scripture affirms it. History confirms it. Experience adds its own amen. Here's a light to light the dreariest path of life. Here's a light that will split the darkness of the tomb wide open with the sun rays of heaven. Here's a light that shines more and more unto that perfect day until it leads us into the immediate presence of the immutable Jehovah who sits upon his throne. And the blessed Lamb, his Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. Great truth. You will be the proof of that for all eternity. In heaven, a proof of his faithfulness to his gospel promise to every believer. Or in hell, a proof of his faithfulness in wrath to his law and to his threatenings on every Christ rejecter. God is faithful. Never forget it. Make sure you use it scripturally to get to Christ. Don't abuse it to the loss of your soul. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, bless thy word, we pray. And after the feeble, faltering voice of man is silent, blessed Spirit of God, speak on to every heart. O thou who hast come in the name of Jesus Christ to convince of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, do thy work. O thou who hast come as the Spirit of grace to lead men to faith in Christ, do thy work. Destroy every refuge of lies and bring men and women and boys and girls to the reality of a sound, saving faith in Jesus Christ. We thank thee that God is faithful who promised, and he promised, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Hallelujah. Lord, bring the lost to the Savior, and we know he will never cast them out. Hear our cry. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both this night and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.